your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Sports Grid Fantasy Football Podcast. This is our Tuesday morning show. We always run through the waiver wire. Got to be honest with you, the Week 10 waiver wire, it is not the best waiver wire that I've ever seen. Just a quick couple notes before we get into the quarterback, running back, wide receiver, and tight end. I think as we are heading to the end of the season, it's very important to know what kind of roster you have. On a good fantasy football roster, you need to be having Keaton Mitchell. You need to have Rico Dowdle. You need to have Jaleel McLaughlin. You need to have these handcuff running backs. You need to have Marvin Mims. You need to have these guys who one or two injuries and all of a sudden they are a clear fantasy starter. If you have a bad team, if you're 4-5, if you are on the outside looking in, what is Zach Charbonnet doing for you? What is Rico Dowdle doing for you? What is Tajay Spears doing for you? You know, I think these are really important questions. You need to be maximizing as many points as possible in your starting lineup. For example, you need to be spending on defenses. If you are missing Patrick Mahomes or Tua this week, you need to be spending the maximum amount you can of your fab on a backup quarterback. You know, it's just very important to realize what type of fantasy football team you have and let that inform your decisions. So, you know, as we get deeper and deeper into the season, the advice becomes a little bit less applicable to every single fantasy team. In week two, everyone needs to add the, you know, Devin Achane, right? Great example. Whereas, you know, if you're sitting here in week 10 and you have kind of a crappy team, I mean, can you afford to be holding on to Kyren Williams if you have a crappy team, you know, and you got short benches? Like, I think it's a real question to ask. Obviously, it's going to depends on how many bench spots you have, depends on how many teams in your league, depends on how competitive your league is, all these things. But I do think it's really important to be evaluating each specific roster with these questions in mind. With that being said, the Week 10 waiver wire, not the prettiest thing I've ever seen, but we are going to do quarterback, running back, wide receiver, and tight end. Beginning with the quarterback, we've got Will Levis. I mean, the first thing to note here is there's no way Ryan Tannehill is coming back. I think that Levis did enough against the Steelers for me to feel confident, you know, roughly starting him. And he's got a great matchup this week. Tampa Bay is basically letting every quarterback just pass all over them. The last four quarterbacks to go up against them, this is from my buddy John Daigle, the last four quarterbacks to go up against the Buccaneers have averaged 26 fantasy points. That's Jared Goff, Desmond Ridder, Josh Allen, and CJ Stroud. Now, after Levis, honestly, and I'm in this spot because I've got Tua, I've got Mahomes, you know, I've got these guys on quite a bit of leagues. It's kind of thin. We've got Russell Wilson, who's out there. We've got Baker Mayfield, who's out there. The Tennessee Titans are a real run funnel. I don't think Baker is that bad. I think it's sort of interesting to deal with Josh Dobbs because obviously Dobbs had this great game, 26 fantasy points last week. And the thing we're really hoping for with Dobbs is I don't think we're going to expect Dobbs to throw for 303 on any given week. What you need from him if you start him is you need a rushing touchdown. Dobbs, I think, is a decent rushing quarterback. I actually think he'll run less this week. I think so much of that rushing against Atlanta was because, and this was reported on, Kevin O'Connell was telling Dobbs, like, look, dude, if you don't know what's going on, if you don't see someone open, if we need a first down, go run. You know, I think the exact quote was, don't forget about your legs. I obviously wouldn't spend crazy on any of these guys. I mean, now, if you are, again, on the fringe, if you're 5-4, you need a win this week, and you have Patrick Mahomes or you have Tua, like, do not go gently into that quiet night. You know, pick up the highest projected quarterback for sure. You know, Jalen Hurts is on bye as well this week. So it's a real issue. Quarterback is going to be more competitive on the waiver wire this week than normal. Gardner Minshew. Oh, and then look, if Kyler Murray got dropped in your league and you have one of these guys who's on bye, I mean, spend the money that you need to get him. All right, running back. Now, obviously, if you've been listening to this show, you already have Keaton Mitchell, 9-138-1 in that blowout. The thing is that he was still involved in the first half. He got four carries in the first half. Gus Edwards is going to, Gus Edwards is going to keep scoring these 1 yard touchdowns until, you know, we're all dead. But I do think clearly he's got the most juice. I would spend up to 15% of my fab on him. It honestly might require more than that to get him. But I mean, come on, you guys have been listening. You already have Keaton Mitchell, right? I mean, he's already stashed there on your rosters. Outside of that, man, it's very, very thin. We got Leonard Fournette, Latavius Murray. I expect Latavius's snaps to basically go to zero at this point. I just can't really see a team that wants to win a Super Bowl, you know, dealing with Latavius Murray. So I think that's why they signed Fournette. But really, the team doesn't run at all. The team doesn't really throw to running backs. Like, so don't go crazy on Fournette. You know, 5%, whatever. We got Ty Chandler here. He is the direct backup, the handcuff to Alexander Mattison because Cam Akers tore his Achilles. Going to be out for the rest of the year. Maybe we never even see him again. Chandler probably is going to be my most added running back this week because I'm not really, you know, going crazy on any of these, you know, none of these Arizona guys. Zach Charbonnet is probably owned in most leagues at this point. You know, Antonio Gibson is owned in most leagues at this point. So I'm probably just going to be making a ton of like 5-6% bids on Ty Chandler. I think he's pretty strong. The team doesn't really like Alexander Mattison and they don't really have anyone else to turn to. Wide receiver, I mean, look, obviously, Quentin Johnston, he did run a route on 95% of Justin Herbert's dropbacks. He only got 3 targets, but, like, come on. He does need to be rostered if he's just going to play every single down. In fact, I probably would say he's the number one waiver wire ad of the week, even over Keaton Mitchell in leagues where he's available. However, Khalil Shakir, do not let this guy stay on your waivers this week. I actually noticed even in high stakes leagues, FFPC stuff, Shakir was still out there on the waiver wire in a huge chunk of leagues this week. I mean, I would spend 5-8% to get him. I am not a Gabe Davis guy. I don't think Gabe Davis can get open. The Bills have also just really embraced, you know, they really have embraced this sort of 11 personnel thing. And if you don't think, like me, that Gabe Davis is good, Shakir's got like 6, 7, 8 targets per game kind of as his projection there from Josh Allen. I am not adding Noah Brown, but he does have a 15% target share in the last 3 weeks. Robert Woods has been out, you know, whatever. I don't know. Do you want to start Noah Brown in a league for money? I don't know. Probably not, right? Like, probably not. So do with that what you will. DeMario Douglas, I mean, DeMario Douglas he's going to get like, what, 7 targets a week? You know, whatever, he's fine. Very low ceiling, but I think, like, he's going to get you 10 points a week. I would not really add Jamison Crowder. I was not encouraged by how rotational heavy the commies were last week. I think it was they had 9 guys with 2 or more targets, so, like, what's the point? I guess if any week Crowder scores a touchdown, how many weeks are those even going to be? Like, there just is no point. This is kind of where we're at in the waiver, right? It's like, okay, sure, you can add Jamison Crowder, but what's the point? If you have a good fantasy team, I do think you have the luxury of adding Marvin Mims, who probably got dropped a ton over the bye week. Mims, you know, look, rookie wide receiver coming out of the bye week, it's already a narrative that we've seen for QJ and for JSN and for Jordan Addison, actually. So all those guys are pretty strong. Zay Jones got dropped in your league, you know, there you go, part of a good offense. Donovan Peoples-Jones, is running a bunch of routes because Jameson Williams isn't very good. Cedric Tillman is the one who's kind of interesting because I think he might be good. I don't really think you're wanting to start a Deshaun Watson wide receiver, but, you know, whatever. Isaiah McKenzie, I think he's kind of the same as DeMario Douglas and Jameson Crowder. He's in this really high-volume offense. They target the slot a lot. Josh Downs is probably going to be out a couple weeks with this knee injury. Ja'Marr Chase got this he got this back injury, so Trent Irwin did earn 10 targets the last time that T. Higgins didn't play, 22% target share. I don't think Trent Irwin's all that good, but like whatever, 16-team league, you know, think about it. And Kyle Phillips earned 5 targets after Traylon Burks left that game against Pittsburgh with a concussion. So Kyle Phillips, if Levis is really good, maybe I'm shortchanging Kyle Phillips. Maybe he's a good ad. I think you'd spend a buck on him. The tight end position, I think I've actually mentioned Kate Otten every single week that we've done this. I think literally every single week since week one, I mentioned Kate Otten. He did just score 2 touchdowns. He plays 80% of the dropbacks every single game. I mean, literally every single game. He probably is going to earn you 4 to 6 targets a week. Weeks he scores a touchdown, you're going to feel good. Weeks he doesn't score a touchdown, he is going to be useless. Luke Musgrave continues to play, you know, 75 to 85% of the routes. Jonnu Smith, Arthur Smith, I hate you. I guess the deal with Smith is that he plays closer to the line of scrimmage, so he is just going to have the higher floor weekly than Kyle Pitts. You know, whatever. Jonnu Smith doesn't make me any happier than it makes you. Daniel Bellinger did play, you know, pretty much the exact role that Darren Waller left, but Tommy DeVito is the Giants quarterback, and they have an 11-point team total. My last and most interesting nugget is that Irv Smith Jr. actually saw his lowest route participation of a game that he was healthy in this season because Tanner Hudson ran a bunch of routes. Tanner Hudson, very familiar to those of us who played preseason NFL DFS. You know, Ja'Marr Chase is banged up. Maybe the Bengals are wanting to do something different. The tight end has not been a big part of the Joe Burrow, Zach Taylor Bengals offense. Maybe they're seeing something on film that makes them want to do something different, you know, and Tanner Hudson, I've spent worse dollars in tight end premium formats than Tanner Hudson. And then last thing, Mike Gesicki led the whole New England Patriots in routes run. He got 1 target, I don't even think he caught it, but Gesicki, Hunter Henry, I mean, these guys are going to be on the field. They're going to earn targets. It's tight end. So, you know, do with that whatever you will. You guys can tell, not very enthusiastic about the Week 10 waiver wire. It's just really not that strong, but we are doing the best we can with what is presented ahead of us. As always, if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me on Twitter. Thank you for listening, and I will be back on Thursday morning with Jacob.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.